This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We are at the Hand Up Foundation in Milton today, somewhere we haven't been in a while, so we thought it was time to get back here and catch up and see what's going on, how they have maneuvered through the past almost 2 years now with the pandemic while still doing their work. Doug Diven is with us. He's the executive director. Patty Snyder is also with us. And also with us, Kayla Taylor, who is currently working as an intern with Patty. So we want to thank you all for being with us. And we'll start with Doug, just for the basics. Hand Up Foundation, a little history of it, if you would, and what you do here.
A little history. We started in 2004, and we basically were founded on Matthew 25, and that's the parable of the sheep and the goats. And there were six things that the sheep were doing, and we feel like that was God's calling for us. And that was providing food, providing drink, providing clothing, providing shelter, ministering to the sick, and ministering to the imprisoned. And so everything that we do falls under one of those categories.
And were you on board from the get-go?
Yes, I was.
I'm sure it has changed and grown since.
Absolutely. We've evolved as different opportunities have presented themselves, and we've been really focusing the last couple of years on providing housing to the community, affordable housing to the community, as well as really focused in on our life change ministries in regards to helping people overcome what we call the three A's, and that's the addiction, the alcoholic, and the abused. And we've developed a program called The Path, which is a spiritual and emotional healing program. We've really ministered. Our church has just been really growing. And those are the three types of people that we're looking to reach and have been reaching and have seen some real life changes happen.
And I love how this place is situated. The physical location, it doesn't jump out at you, but they're nonetheless, there's a lot going on in these buildings. Tell me a bit about what all is here physically, including the store, of course.
We have the office building over here, which houses our office, which houses our community center downstairs, which also operates as our church. And then the back part of the building is our food bank. And then we have the other larger building, which houses our recycling center and our store, and also stores all of the material for our Home Sweet Home programs. We also have a parking lot, which houses our vehicle to work vehicles. And then across the street, we have our home for women in crisis and a parking lot in which we're going to be building a 6-unit next spring. And then we also have, at this point, 3 houses that are a part of the Home Sweet Home and a rent-to-own type arrangement for people.
It sounds like you started with a Bible verse and what that was commanding, and now have continued to find new ways to kind of implement it in the community?
Yes, to reach all 6 of those goals doesn't happen overnight. And as God has opened up doors for us, we've added new programs that would fit into one of those 6 categories. And lately, the Lord has really just led us to a very fruitful ministry in dealing with, in particular, men coming out of jail, in helping provide housing, helping provide jobs, and in particular with the church, helping them really grow spiritually. And we've been wanting to get into the county jails to really minister to women as well, but the COVID has really kept us out.
And how many people keep this all running, from you, the director, down to people who are sorting, recycling, whatever?
Well, it changes all the time. It can be as low as 15. It could be over 20 each day. We work with a lot of other programs, and so there's just people coming and going all the time. But we have a core of about 12, and then we have another core of about 8 or 10 that are with us through other programs, and then we have anywhere from 20 to 30 regular volunteers that come in.
Okay. And one of the folks who works here is Patty, and we're going to talk to her for a few moments here about her part in all this, and you kind of focus on one particular area, the assistance.
Yes, we have the assistance program, and in the assistance program, We have several different categories, but we do help people who come in who have maybe an electric bill or a heating bill that they need help with. And through that program, we are able to give them the opportunity also to do some volunteer work so that we're always giving a hand up. And it's really important to our organization for our volunteers. So we have the assistance program, and then we have a vehicle to work program. And right now I'm going to plug that a little bit. We do have two vehicles that are ready to go for our vehicle to work program. So if there's anybody listening that is in need of a vehicle, they need to, you know, give me a contact me through Hand Up, and we can fill out an application and see what we can do to help them. I also run the Milton Food Bank with a lot of great volunteers. So we are helping families in the Milton School District first for the Milton Food Bank. And then also we have the Emergency Food Program where we help people that have needs in the three-county area. If they come in and they have a need for food, we do help with that as well.
Okay. And I think our entire program could be summarized by the posters on the wall behind you, because it everything laid out here. Hand Up, I can't read that. Oh, the church, the New Hope Church, Food Bank Ministry, and so on and so on. So if folks could just see that, they would understand, you know, how much goes on here in one shot. It's just very impressive to see how busy of a place this is. And I'm sure you see the busy every day in here.
Yes. And one of the things that I want to say is sometimes I feel like Hand Up is the best kept secret in the community. We do so much, and people don't realize what all we do here. And it is a ministry. It is an everyday ministry.
It's such a really a help. It's almost like you guys are picking up some of the slack that, you know, sometimes comes from either government or private citizens. I mean, this is very much a clearinghouse for all things that all the needs that are out there.
Yes, and we don't if there's something that we cannot do here, we refer. And we work with the community to make sure that everybody leaves here with a hope that it can be better. And that is one of the biggest things that we do.
We really are involved in a lot of social work type ministries, and oftentimes that gets overlooked as a genuine ministry. We have a lot of life change ministries like our women's home and our church, but we also get involved in social ministries, which comes into the food, clothing, and shelter aspects. But ultimately, our goal is to present Jesus to people. And so when someone comes in and interviews with Patty with an application for help, assistance, we ask God to open up a door of opportunity to share Christ with them every time. We also have the opportunity, if somebody's doing volunteerism here, we give them volunteer credit to come to church. And so it's kind of our side door avenue of presenting Jesus. It's like, hey, come in, have a cup of coffee, sit down, enjoy time with other people, and hear the gospel, and you're getting 2 hours worth of credit for that.
And that sounds like it's coming from a pastor. I guess you yes. had pastored previously.
Yes.
Okay. Let me jump over to our intern, Kayla. Kayla, you're as an intern here, just tell me a bit about what you're doing. I know you're new to it, but a bit about what you plan to do and how you came here, why you're here.
So I go to Luzerne County Community College right now, and we had a guest speaker there, and she was talking about the YES program and stuff through the CSIU, where you can like intern for different and get paid for it through the CSIU at certain jobs that you might be interested in. I'm going to Liberty in the spring, so it's a very tight squeeze because I work at the Fence in Milton, and they had just closed, and I was like, oh, man. So I needed a few more bucks. That would be lovely. But so I'm hoping to go into outreach ministry. That's what I've wanted to do for a while. And then, so through the YES program, Vicky, the career counselor that I have, she told me about Hand Up, and I was like, oh, great. So I came here to interview with Patty, and it was like set. That was, oh, I was like, this is where I want to work. So I came here, and I started at the food bank and stuff. It was really cold. Yeah, so I'm layering now. So I started with that, and now I work in the office with Patty, go wherever she goes pretty much. But it's just a getting in, like a look into what I'm going into and kind of getting an experience that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Okay. And Patty's a good person to greet you here. I can vouch for that. Having arrived early, we already had a conversation. So important to have that person you're greeting be that this kind of person. Talk a bit about some of the other things we haven't touched on. The recycling is the one that always impresses me. I mean, you guys do a lot of recycling and a lot of different stuff. Has that changed at all as to what you take?
It's interesting because in recycling, each product that you recycle is a commodity. And so the prices fluctuate drastically. And the economy was booming. The prices for recycling were in the toilet. So when gas prices are low or petroleum products prices are low, then that means recycling products are low because remanufacturers choose whether they want to make a product with new petroleum or they want to use recycled products. So gas prices low, recycling prices were low. And right now, as you can see, the gas prices are through the roof. And so on the positive side for Hand Up, our recycling products are in unprecedented territory. Whereas a couple of years ago, we were getting 2 cents a pound for scrap metal, we're at like 10 and 11 cents. It's like gone five times higher than Wow. It has been. And that's literally every product. Now, given saying all of that, economically, we're doing great in recycling. But our heart in recycling, our recycling center is really a social entrepreneur program. And so we're really not just about recycling products, we're about recycling people. And so every person that we hire down there has a checkered past. They've either gotten in trouble with the law or they've had trouble with drugs or alcohol. And so we intentionally hire people that God can recycle just like we do with the products. And so We're giving guys a second chance. You hear second chance is a big term around here. We were big believers in second chances, where in a lot of places guys would do something to get fired. For us, we're given second chances, and they have a chance to either accept that second chance or not. And so we're trying to help rehab them in some of their bad job habits. We're really encouraging them to attend church. We're encouraging them to participate in our PATH program. And so we're offering them much more than just a job. And therefore, the recycling center isn't just about products.
Okay. How many people would you say you help in some way through Hand Up every year?
We have to come up with those numbers each year to file on our 990, and it's in the hundreds. I would somewhere say 200 to 400 a year.
Okay. I would say this year we're about 425 or close to that, in different aspects with the food bank and the assistance program, the vehicle to work program. So there's a lot of different numbers that come into play there.
Coming from a nonprofit radio station, interviewing the nonprofit folks here, I kind of have a feel for how every day is a challenge. How do you keep it all running, and how much help is there through volunteerism, through donation?
That's a good question. We went through the last, not counting the last 2 years, but previous to that, we went through about 3 years of famine, if you will, struggling day to day to make it financially. And it just felt during that time frame, as a executive director, you go through a lot of emotional turmoil. You start questioning, is this my time to exit? Is there anything that I'm doing wrong? Am I holding this organization back? I mean, it was a difficult time, and there was times when I was just lost in that. We had never experienced financial struggles like that before. And the Lord just kept reaffirming, stake the, you know. And then 2 years ago, it's ironic, when the pandemic hit, we were in bad shape. And then we were able to get some PPP money. And then for some reason, it's like God turned a switch. And suddenly the financial floodgates just poured wide open. And this year, we normally are a $500,000 to $600,000 a year organization. And this year will be our first year that will be over $1 million in income. And so in this pandemic, for some reason, God has chosen to put his hand, and it's not about the money, but the money gives us more options to help more people. We're helping more people than ever. We're just being used by God more than ever before.
With the needs growing in the pandemic time, you were able to grow. So this is obviously a place that was needed more than ever. Which back to you, what you said about it being a the best kept secret. I don't understand that, because it feels like to me, I feel like everybody knows about it. But I guess that's just because I do. I'm just, you know, and when I drive past it, it's a big operation. But why do you think that is? I mean, what can you do to get more people aware?
Wow, that's a great question. And we have a good following on Facebook. We do have a very good following on Facebook. But I think it's just word of mouth. And when somebody has a good experience, they tell people. But having you here and getting our name out in public, things like that are very helpful. But I wanted to go back to the previous question. An organization is only as good as its leader. And Doug is a great leader. He takes a lot on daily. And I just want to say, when an organization is running smoothly, people want to work here. And they want to do their best to make it a great place to come.
I just think, considering, is this my time to step aside? That's a sign of a good leader right there, that you have to know that. So.
Exactly. Okay. And I know that we have volunteers here that have been here for 15 years, still coming in and volunteering. We have phone calls every day that people ask, you know, can I come in? One of the things that we do really well here is we have people come in for community service. That is a great program for Hand Up, because we get to minister to them, but also it helps us with recycling and things like that. So we have counties that refer right to us. You need a place to do your community service, go to Hand Up. And that's really special.
The counties are aware of you.
Oh, yes. Okay. The counties are aware of us. And yet, that's for sure.
All right. You've probably gotten to know a lot of those county folks well.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Anything in the pipeline as you head into the new year as far as new plans, or is it about you know, bolstering what you're already doing?
I would say one big project that we are in the midst of, we developed this program called The Path, and it's emotional and spiritual healing. And we believe that there's nothing else out there that's like it, and really believe that it's a powerful tool that needs to be published, and it needs to be out there to help as many people as possible. And so that's a big task, in taking all of our notes and everything that we have and trying to get that in a fashion that it can be published. And we really believe that is going to heal a lot of people in the future. And we're excited about that option.
And we'll conclude the program with Kayla. And if you can just give us the website for folks to learn a lot more. And that website, I was actually sitting in my car going over it just to know, you know, kind of prep for the interview. But that can really direct folks to whatever they need.
It'll be found at www.handupfoundation.org.
Thank you, Kayla, and thank you, Patty and Doug, for being with us on the program today. We appreciate it. And hopefully, Patty, this will make more people aware and it will be less of a secret here.
Perfect. That would be perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning in to this afternoon's WPGM Community Forum.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.